Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I know the grass is soaking wet and it's high and you want to cut it, but be patient if you're in that position because it's going to dry out. Sunny and storms a day, highs of 88, and then highs of 90 tomorrow, same thing. But then just in time, as fall begins, the autumnal equinox, 2-something in the afternoon, a cool front comes through on Friday. Wednesday, rather, highs then only 80. Then Thursday is going to start with lows of 58 on the North Shore, 66 on the South Shore. Highs are only going to be in the upper 70s, so it'll cool off and dry up, and don't rut your grass up because that's all that's going to happen. 617 yesterday, the Saints got rutted up by the Carolina Panthers. Mike Dettillier joins us now, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst and co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
So I'm watching the game yesterday, Saints' first offensive series, and 3rd and 8 is hard to pick up in the NFL, right, for the most part? Then I see 2 successive offsides, or at least false starts, and then I'm thinking 3rd and 18. That's really hard to pick up in the NFL. And then, Mike, just like Shakespeare, beware the Ides of March, your words came coming back to me in the ear. They came back to me. And you know what the words were? The words were, beware the loss of your starting center. And I think that hurt us a lot yesterday, did it not?
Yeah, and it's something, this goes back to the Diliberto days.
Mm-hmm.
And, Buddy always had a nickel or a dime on some game somewhere. But one of the things was if it's held true throughout these years, because Buddy's passed away since 05, mm-hmm. That if you lose your starting center the following game, you lose, and the goal sheet came up with this number, 79% of your games.
Wow.
Because the center is the time clock up front. I brought this up to Kevin Mawai, who was here for the Louisiana Line Camp, mm-hmm. in the summer, and I was talking to him about it, and he kind of gave me a strange look, and he said, you know, I never heard of that before, but he said, it makes a lot of sense. He said, because of the fact the center is your kind of time clock, he makes all the calls up front. He, all the, especially blitz calls or protection calls, he's adjusting you. And, you know, for the Saints for years when they had Max Unger, Max was made the calls. And when Max retired, then Drew Brees made the calls. Last year they gave that over to Eric McCoy. Well, guess what? You ain't got either one of the three. All three aren't here. Mm-hmm. And so now this was put on Cesar Ruiz to make the calls. And you saw what happens. And it's part of the game. You are trying to trick and really confuse that center and giving them a lot of different looks. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. So you're supposed to pass this guy off to someone else and someone else and someone else, and all of a sudden the confusion hits. And you saw the 2 tackles, you saw the interior guys, and they were overloading. They were putting more guys there than you had to block. And you just didn't adjust well, didn't communicate well, couldn't run the football, had trouble protecting the quarterback. And on the other part, everybody wants to blame the quarterback for this. And Jameis didn't have a good day at all, but receivers got to get open. you know, come on, you got to make a move or get open downfield and give your quarterback an opportunity. And none of that happened yesterday. So as good as you played last Sunday, you played every bit as bad this Sunday, especially on offense, and you kept your defense on the field way too long. You didn't get a pass rush early. Now, in the second half, you got a bit of a pass rush on Darnold. But if you give Sam that type of time, he was going to drill you, and he did that.
And he was having a throw it through the tire kind of day, too.
Oh, yeah. He was. But this is typical Joe Brady, because Joe and I spent some time together, especially when he was at LSU. And he was telling me, Mike, man, I like those interior routes. I think if it's college or pros, man, I like those digging routes, inside slants, that sort of thing, because I don't think anybody can cover them. I get a bigger receiver on a smaller corner. It's quick, it's fast. I move the chains. I get 8, 9, 10 yards, bang. I get it up the field. The other thing, too, was getting the ball out in the flat to the backs. If it was a screen to the running backs or just a little flat-out pattern. It was almost Joe Brady 101. That's exactly what he did at LSU. You saw his offense, especially in the first half, kind of take advantage of that. And they tried to pick on Paulson or Deebo. That was their deal. We're going after the rookie, and we're going to test them. Same thing they went after Ruiz. So you couldn't get off the field. And, you know, you just limited plays, but you got nothing going on offense, Tommy. And that was the thing that was the biggest surprise yesterday, that no running game, couldn't get open, couldn't protect, couldn't block. And Jameis was affected by that, like any other quarterback would.
Yep, pick it up here. We'll come back, 6:22. If you got any questions or comments about the game yesterday, you can call or text the Oakland Heart Jeweler, WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Mike, you can answer this when we come back. A text comes in from 8762, still making excuses, center out, next man up. Come on, this is the NFL. Not now. You can answer that when we come back. Mike, time for traffic on WWL. At that point, I said to myself, if the Saints win this game, they're going to win the Super Bowl. They didn't win the game, so I didn't say that. 6:28, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettillier. Mike, we answer text here from the listeners on Monday morning, and I'll get this one to you right now, and I kind of gave it to you before the break. Still making excuses, center out, next man up. Come on, this is the NFL. Your response?
Well, that's somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about, and you get plenty of those. Listen, God bless them. But that's great for a coach to say and a player to say, okay, because you got to have that mentality in the locker room. But in reality, if that guy was that good, how come he's not playing? Okay, common sense tells you that that's just to placate the fans and the media, and people want to write it and say it. But the bottom line is, you know, he's not as good, just not. And this is the NFL, and major college football is the same. They don't care about injuries. They don't care about suspensions, COVID, anything else. They got their own issues. So, you know, when you got them, you know, you got to deal with it. And so it's great to say, and I hear fans repeat it, and I work with a guy who repeats it. But I think he's come to the reality, too, that – you know, next man up, it makes no sense, because that next man isn't as good. What's that old Travis Tritt song? Here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares. You know, and that's the truth.
The only reason other teams care is so they can exploit that weakness and stand on that cut that you have. That's all they're trying to do. Thank you, Mike. We'll take a break, come back, pick it up here. We come back. Mike is with us for the hour, 260-1870. A text comes in. Mike, how does a team look so good one week, go to looking so bad the next? So we'll talk about that when we come back as well. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:44, 16 before 7. There were some great games in the NFL yesterday. Dallas winning with a walk-off 56-yard field goal. Some very close games last night. I didn't watch it, but they tell me that was a barn burner with Baltimore and Kansas City, with Baltimore pulling out the victory. Mike Dettillier, our guest, co-host Sports Talk, WWL NFL and college football analyst, and of course you can second guess with him and Bobby Hebert tonight. Mike, somebody texted in, and it is the obvious question. How could they be so good last week and so bad this week? And I know the NFL doesn't, you know, there's no excuses, and the next man up thing is a nice phrase. But at some point, not sleeping in your own bed. I was thinking about the team and practicing in Texas and the coaches out with COVID. You can't completely discount all of that. I'm not saying the other teams in the NFL care about it, but can you really discount all of those things?
No, you can't. And, you know, other people, oh, well, I had this happen to me and that happened to me. Okay, but you're not playing pro football. Mm-hmm. It's a different sport. These are guys that are getting paid a lot of money, too. And, yeah, there are a handful of bad teams in the NFL, but there's not much separating a lot of these teams in the NFL. And sometimes it's just not your weekend. And, man, I give the Panthers full credit. They outplayed, out-hustled, out-coached, out-physical the Saints. The same way the Saints did to Green Bay the week before. Mm-hmm. And so I wish I had a better answer to it, but you see it happen so often. And there's going to be an ebb and a flow on this team that's a little bit more dramatic than maybe we've seen in the past. And I'll talk about this in the month of September. You think about over the last 5 years, this football team has had 11-win teams, 12-win team, two 13-win teams. They're 12-9 the last 5 years in the month of September. So what happens this year? You 1-1. It's almost like you go to the racetrack and you buy a farm. You run to that farm. And this team has been a little bit over 500, but not much over. The crazy thing, in October, the Saints have been 17-1 the last 5 years. So that does tell you something there, too. But almost this team has had these sort of moments where they didn't play this bad, because offensively, that was the shocker for me, that you played as bad as you did all across the board. And it wasn't just one area. It was every area that you broke down. But I do think this year, because of the dynamics of the team, I think you're going to see more of these, maybe high moment and then a low moment, high moment, low moment. Just because, you know, last week I got this a lot about, oh, you picked them to be 9-8. You want to change that? No, hell no, I don't want to change it. My first impression of this team is the best. It's always been for me. And I think they'll win more games than they lose, but I do think you're going to see moments like what you, maybe not as bad as yesterday, but sort of moments like that. And so, but that's the NFL. We've gotten spoiled a little bit, Tommy, with 11, 12, 13-win teams. We've gotten spoiled a little bit with it. And this football team, because of their depth, isn't as good as those teams have been in 17, 18, 19, 20. Bottom line, they're not as good.
I'm sorry, the obvious spot, which is quarterback, right? Because I was saying earlier, every team in the NFL hangs up a clunker from time to time, right? And the Saints hung up a clunker. Difference is, last year I would say, well, they'll put it together. Sean and Drew will get together and put something together here. Now we got Jameis Winston, so I don't know if I'm as confident that this was just a clunker and they're going to fix what was wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Jameis didn't look as good as he did against Green Bay, and he won't look as bad as he looked against Carolina. There's an in-between there. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. Also, too, most people outside of New Orleans, you ask them, okay, who's the starting receivers for the Saints? Mm. And you hear that dead silence. Who's the guy from Tennessee? Marquez Callaway? Yeah, he was pretty good during the preseason. Okay. It's also about talent. Now, Drew could take those type guys and make them look good. But there aren't a lot of guys like Drew walking this earth. So, again, that's part of it. And it's the biggest part, I thought, cornerback and wide receiver. Those two areas for me, and they've upgraded the cornerback position, in acquiring Bradley Roby and going after Desmond Trufant. And Adebo's played pretty well for a rookie. He got picked on yesterday, but that's going to happen. The wide receiver position has been the one that they really haven't kind of laid the cards down on, and it may be a spot you have to somewhere along the line before, you know, the trade session ends in the NFL. So, you saw it yesterday. Nobody was getting open. No one was getting open downfield. So you can blame it on Jameis, and he does have to take some of the blame, because you play that position, you get way too much credit when you win, get way too much blame when you lose.
All right, quick break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Mike Dettelier is our guest. Of course, you can second guess with him and a Cajun Cannon. It's the two Cajuns, actually. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier. Time to size up the Saints. Panthers, LSU battle with Central Michigan. And what impressed, what depressed. 6:30, Saints coaches show with head coach Sean Payton and Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Then at 7:30, Monday Night Football. Lions at Packers are in your home of the Saints, LSU, and the NFL, WWL. When we come back, Mike, you can help me figure this out. I record the Saints games, and I was watching the Baltimore-Kansas City game, so I stopped it, and then I went back and watched a little bit of the Saints-Carolina game, and there was nowhere near the same level of intensity. And I just wonder why that is. You can tell me when we return. 6:51, 9 till 7, traffic now on WWL. It's 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Couple of minutes left with Mike Dettelier. Of course, he and Bobby. Couple of Cajuns will be out at the Silver Slipper on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi, second guessing from 4 o'clock till. So head on out there if you can. Have some fun. If not, just listen. 6:30 Saints Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton and more. So, Mike, I was saying I flipped over to the from the Baltimore-Kansas City game and just went back to watch a little bit of the recorded part of the Saints game. Complete difference in the level of intensity. Did the Saints look tired to you? Alvin Kamara didn't seem to have any spring in his legs. Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, and sometimes, especially early in the season, I think it's more noticeable than sort of later in the year. Unless you're on a bad team. Yeah. And the Saints have a good football team. I just don't think they have an elite team. They give you almost water in the desert last week. You know, it was the mirage. And sometimes you get a little bit of fool of yourself. Especially, and I wondered a little bit about the Panthers with this, because Matt Rhule has so many first and second year players. How you handle success? Because it's easy to say, man, we won the first game, we're going to win the second one too. The Panthers play with a lot more intensity, a lot more concentration, a lot more focus than the Saints. The players, not the coach, okay? Because very few of us have bosses that every day, okay, motivate us. You got to be a self-motivator in life. Mm-hmm. And you're a professional. And yesterday, you saw this team for a myriad of reasons. They got beat and beat up. But team yesterday, who had the right game plan, physically took it after you, and they wanted it a little bit more than you did. And you can see it.
Yep, on a line, man. You want to see that? Take a look at the line. See who's pushing who around, and that'll tell you. Looking ahead to New England, Mike, we only have a minute left. They don't have a real good record on the road, especially against Belichick, do they?
Well, not many people do. Bill's been the gold standard. But you're playing a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones, who's a good player. But again, he's a guy, you know, this is going to be his third game. I mean, you should be able to be very competitive in that game. And if watching a film of how you get beat up against Carolina, that motivates you. I don't know what it does.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. We'll be listening this afternoon, all right?
Thanks. I appreciate
it. Have a good time out the slipper. All right, Mike Dettelier, we're going to take a break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.